Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at River Valley High School getting ready for Michigan Lutheran and Covert. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for Covert, the Bulldogs and head coach Vanessa Fricke. Her starters are going to be senior Denovan Brunt, freshman Ronaldo Contreras, junior Jesus Ochoa, sophomore Michael Darling, and senior Wilbert Cortez. For Michigan Lutheran and head coach Bob Guzzi, his guards are Matthew Rugen. Matthew is a 5'11 senior, along with Matthew Willis. Matthew is a 6-foot junior. The forwards for Michigan Lutheran tonight are 6'1 senior Kevin Skorupa, along with 6'4 senior Nathan Brown, and the starting center is 6'3 senior Zep Poppenfuss. Again, the starters for Covert are Ronaldo Contreras, Jesus Ochoa, Michael Darling, and Wilbert Cortez. For Michigan Lutheran, it's Matthew Rugen, Matthew Willis, Kevin Skorupa, Zep Poppenfuss, and Nathan Brown. Those are the starters. We are ready to tip things off. Michigan Lutheran white uniforms trimmed in royal blue uniforms trimmed in gold and white. And the opening tip is to be taken by Michigan. We'll have it out high. And a 2-3 zone. Feed it to the right side. Screw. Back out high, now to the right. For Matthew Rugen, and the looking to run with it. Running left side of the lane, no good. Then Cover to the line to shoot. And foul first. We've got Covert at the free throw line early on with Ronaldo Contreras. Contreras' first free throw is one more coming out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Nathan for Michigan to Willis. Willis left side. It's up for a 3-point jump. Covert. Instead. Willis will drive the right side of the lane. Now feed it to the left side, almost off out of bounds. It is out of bounds, and it is going to be off of Michigan Lutheran when it goes to Covert.
Out of the way.
Up over the line. Covert's going to lose it. Now we'll have a jump ball in the offensive end. Bulldogs will inbound from the near sideline in front of the Michigan Lutheran bench. Darlings. Contreras. Side loses it on the floor. Nice job to get it back. Dribbles away from traffic, but a double dribble, and the turnover is going to give it back to Michigan Lutheran. Number one. Kevin Skorupa will walk it up over the Titans zone. Now down low right side of the lane to Brown. Before he gets a shot off, we're going to have a foul underneath on Covert. Fouls on Wilbert Cortez, his first and the team's first. Michigan Lutheran to toss it in. And another foul on the inbound pass for Covert. And the Bulldog foul this time is on Denovan. Hunt, his first, and the team's second. Michigan Lutheran inbound along the baseline. Bounce it down low. First bucket, and Michigan Lutheran 2-0 lead. Covert against full court pressure. Break the timeline. Brunt will toss it left side. Darling lost it on the floor. Scramble for it. We had another jump ball. This time the alternate possession is going to give it to Michigan Lutheran. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. 2-1 is the Lutheran lead. Tight the basketball. Foose and Zeb, a short jumper. The box left side. Foose has got two. And it's a... pass along the baseline. Over the head of Wilbert Cortez. Out of bounds. I was going to give it back to... to talk with Covert coach Vanessa Fricke and what the Bulldogs are. And Brunt will drive it in low. Good, but he's fouling the shot. And the foul on Michigan lose. And Zeb Poppenfuss second.
Yeah. They have a really hard. They've gotten on the floor, you know, both loose balls. They've done a great job. You know, they're playing the hearts. They've lost 12 games this year, but they're playing their hearts out, and that's really. And at this time of the year, you know, if you hit shots, you can.
Bulldogs only with at the free throw. I mean, Denovan Brunt, the second. 4-2 is the Michigan Lutheran lead. Titans the basketball. In the first quarter, steal down low along the baseline. Away with it. Brunt will bring it down the left side, picked up by Willis defensively, splits a couple of defenders. Now to Darling. Baseline jumper left side. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out to Cortez. Right side, Contreras. His three-point jumper right wing is off Lutheran. Skorupa will go to Rugen in the right wing. Matthew, long baseline to Skorupa. Brack brings it back to the right corner. Picks up the dribble, looking for the outlet. Willis will get it to Rugen in between the... toss it right to Skorupa. Rugen bounce it down. Got it for the foul. Poppenfuss with a strong second attempt, and he's going to be at the one. Looking to complete the three. His third. Stephen Poppenfuss has got the body build that he's tough to... try to contain.
He does, and Michigan Lutheran does a great job at throwing the ball into the post. They low post, and they find to get him the ball, and he gets nice, easy layups. So that's all you can do with a body like that. You just gotta feed him the ball. Easy, quick post.
Free throw, no good. Blocked by Nathan Brown. Covert comes away with a loose pass into the back. Relations Lutheran. For that free throw by Zeb Poppenfuss. Kason Kearns checked into the lineup for Michigan Lutheran along with Cameron Guzzi. His pass to Brown, box left side, short jumper no good. Covered away with the rebound. Get it to Brunt and Denovan with 4:20 to go in the corner, up over the timeline. Pass along the baseline right side. Layup is good by Dwayne Swans. Swans has got two. It's a 6-4 Lutheran lead halfway through the first quarter here in River Valley, Class D District Semifinal. Nick Mitchell for Michigan Lutheran will bring it out to Guzzi. Bounce it to Kearns. Free throw line. Here's Poppenfuss. Back to Mitchell. Tries to bounce it down low. Kicked out of bounds off of Covert. It's going to stay with Michigan Lutheran. Nick Mitchell's going to toss it in along the baseline of the offensive end for the Titans. Bounce it down low to Brown. Layup, no. It rolls out. Rebound comes out to Covert, looking to run with it. Swans down the right side of the lane will lay it up. It rolls out, no good. Poppenfuss, the rebound for Michigan Lutheran. We'll get it to Kearns and Kason to quickly get it into the offensive end. To Brown, box left side. Spins, lays it up. It rolls out, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Michigan Lutheran. It goes to Covert. I think right now Michigan Lutheran's missing a couple of shots down low. They could very well be up by, 6 or 8 points right now.
They are, yeah, and I think Coach Bob Deuce has got to be upset about their, they're missing those bunnies, and those are those ones where you have those wide, those are shots you have to make.
Run from the left side, drives it in. The shot is blocked out of bounds by Nathan Brown. It stays with Covert.
and you want to, and usually you're going to have a high percentage from, you know, inside the post, but, you know, just they're fading away on some of the shots. Man, I think they'll make an adjustment here in the next few minutes. They're going to be able to get more of those shots inside of the post to go in.
Swans has it out high for Covert. Bulldogs the basketball down by two. Toss it right side, Ochoa. His pass into the left wing comes to Contreras. Pass into the paint, intercepted by Kearns. Kaysen quickly up over the timeline on the left side of the lane. Will lay it up. It rolls out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Nathan Brown. Brown looking to the top of the key to Guzzi. Cameron, go right side to Mitchell. Top of the key. Come to Kearns, into the three, bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Brown, the rim, picked up by Poppin. Zeb along the baseline right side, will bring it back out to Guzzi. And now to Mitchell near the midcourt circle, to Kearns, reset the offense. Here's Mitchell, pick up by he's four is the Michigan Lutheran lead. Covert the basketball. Full court pressure and the pass intercepted by Michigan Lutheran. Tipped by Brown, picked up by Kearns. And here come the Titans. Kearns, left side of the lane, will get it to Mitchell near the Covert bench. Toss it right side to Cameron Guzzi. 3 second violation on Michigan Lutheran. Is going to give it back to Covert. Substitution for Michigan Lutheran. Roman Levi will check in for the first time tonight. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 8-4, Michigan Lutheran in the lead. Covert the basketball. Pass into the offensive end is intercepted by Levi. Roman will leave it off for Kearns and Kaysen in between the circles. That'll set up the offense. Right side to Guzzi. Lob it right side of the lane to Brown. Lost the handle on it, but he's fouled on the reach-in. And the Covert foul is on Denovan Brunt, his second. And the team's fourth, not a shooting foul. It's Michigan Lutheran basketball underneath. Kearns, right side, deep three-point jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. Brown, the rebound. Lost it on the floor, out of bounds. It goes to Covert. 8-4 is the Michigan Lutheran lead. Covert will have the basketball. It'll inbound against full-court pressure. Get it in to Brunt. And we'll have a timeout, Covert. We're going to step aside. Minute 31 to go, first quarter. Michigan Lutheran 8, Covert 4 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'd really like to put all my insurance services together.
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that.
Can they even help with life insurance?
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that. At Bradford Insurance Agency, we offer AAA insurance with over 100 years of roadside and travel assistance for your auto, home, and life. You deserve AAA. Call us, your AAA agents, at Bradford Insurance, 982-5262. At AAA, expect more.
Insurance underwritten by Auto Club Insurance Association, family, and companies.
Hi, this is Melissa Grau, Lake Michigan College Athletic Director. At Lake Michigan College, our student athletes excel on the court or field and in the classroom. Many of our students start at LMC and save thousands on tuition before transferring to the big schools. Whether your passion is music, healthcare, computer information systems, or business, Lake Michigan College is here to help you achieve your college dreams. Schedule a campus visit or apply for free at lakemichigancollege.edu. Go Redhawks!
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
At River Valley High School, we've got just under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Michigan Lutheran timeout. Here's Dwayne Swans. Swans will get it to the side. Is intercepted. Guzzi. Guzzi from the right side will drive it in, lay it up, and good. Guzzi, his first bucket tonight. He's got 2 points. And it's 10-4, Michigan Lutheran. Lead up to six, their biggest advantage of the night. Covert's biggest lead was one after the early free throw. Pass right side of the lane. Layup rolls out, no good for Swans. Rebound will come out to Michigan Lutheran. Kearns in between the circles, picked up by Contreras. Into the corner right side, here's Guzzi. Thinking about a three, instead he'll bounce it right side to Poppenfuss. Lost the handle on it, and the loose ball picked up by Covert. Coming up on 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Michigan Lutheran leads it 10-4, Covert the basketball. From the left side, Ochoa lost the ball. Scramble for the loose ball, comes to Kaysen Kearns for Michigan Lutheran. Kearns from the left side will drive it in. Bounce a nice pass down low to Poppenfuss. His short jumper rolls out. No good. Gets his own rebound. We'll go right side to Guzzi, and Michigan Lutheran will play for one shot. Down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Mitchell. Left wing. Get it to Levi in the corner. Here's Guzzi along the baseline just inside the arc. His two-point jumper is good, and that is going to do it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Score after one is Michigan Lutheran 12, Covert 4, a 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You know that car wash by Meijer? The really fast one that gets your car super clean? Know why it's so fast and precise? It was engineered and manufactured in Germany to scan every car to give it the best custom wash. For a limited time, you can get a monthly unlimited car wash pass for just $12.50 or three washes for just $10 on RadioSuperSaver.com. Go to RadioSuperSaver.com, search Victory Lube, choose the deal you want, and enjoy the fastest car wash in the area. It's fantastisch! Yeah, that's German for fantastic.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are this week's specials. Open Acres Split Chicken Breast, $1.19 a pound. Our Family or Spartan Chunk Light Tuna, 5-ounce cans, 88 cents. Nestle Coffee Mate Creamer, 32 ounces, 2 for $5.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
We've played one in Three Oaks. Score in this Class D district semifinal is Michigan Lutheran 12 and Covert 4. Phil McDonald and Luke Meijer back at River Valley High School. We begin the second quarter. The alternate possession belongs to Covert on the alternate possession, and it's stolen away by Michigan Lutheran. Kaysen Kearns will drive it from the left side and lay it up and good. Kaysen now with 4 points on the night. That to a 10-point Michigan Lutheran lead at 14-4. This Titan defense now starting to pay dividends. Leaning jumper in the paint for Darling, no good, and Michigan Lutheran away with the rebound. Kearns will go left side to Levi. Roman, cross-court pass into the right wing to Guzzi. Thought about it for real, get it back to Levi. Corner left side, here's Rugen, a three-point jumper, no good. Rebound Poppenfuss, lost it on the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Covert. Brunt, get it. Left side to Contreras. Three-point jumper is good. Reynolda Contreras, a three-point jumper. That might be exactly what Covert needs to get back into this.
It did, yeah. It was a beautiful pass, full-court pass from Brunt to Contreras. You know, spotted up right away and knocked down the three.
Guzzi right side for Lutheran. Bouncing right side of the lane to Poppenfuss. Give and go to Kearns along the baseline. Left side will find Rugen. Matthew will bring it back out, reset the offense as he gets it to Roman Levi in between the circles. 2-3 zone by the Bulldogs. We're on the perimeter right side. Rugen, three-point jumper off the mark, and Covert another defensive rebound. He'll get it to Darling. Michael leaves it for Brunt. Left side, Contreras, another three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Levi, the rebound for Michigan Lutheran. Minute and a half gone, second quarter. Michigan Lutheran up 7. 14-7 your score. Rugen, corner left side for Lutheran. Three-point jumper is good. Matthew Rugen, his first bucket comes outside the arc. He's got three, and it's 17-7. Michigan Lutheran back to a 10-point advantage. Ties their largest lead of the half so far. Brunt, double team, and he's tied up. We've got a jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to give it to Michigan Lutheran. Substitutions on the dead ball for Coach Bob Guzzi and the Titans. Matthew Willis will check back into the lineup. Nathan Brown is back in, and also Kevin Skorupa. Kearns inside the midcourt circle for the Titans. Will go right side, Skorupa. Right wing thought about a three. He'll get it to Rugen. Bounce it down low to Brown. Nathan, nice shovel pass left side. Willis looks to lay it up. It's blocked, but he's fouled. And the Covert foul is on Michael Darling, his first, and the team's fifth. At the free throw line for the Titans is Matthew Willis. Matthew's first, bounce is out, no good. Kind of banked it in off the heel of the rim, but then bounced out. One more free throw coming up for Matthew, 6 foot junior. Second free throw is good. Matthew one of two on the trip to the line that possession. 18-7 is the Lutheran lead. Covert the basketball, coming up on 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Lutheran a steal in the defensive end. Kaysen Kearns away with it. He travels with it looking for the outlet pass, and the turnover is going to give it back to Covert. You sense right now, even though there's a lot of time left before halftime, Covert can use a positive possession right here and not let Michigan Lutheran start to run away with this thing.
Yeah, Covert's been doing a really good job on misses from Michigan Lutheran. It's when Michigan Lutheran scores and they get into that 1-2-2 trap is when Covert has the trouble. So they got to find a way to score on the... misses... than the offensive end.
Matthew in the corner. Looks big. We'll get it up. Jason Willis. Get it to Willis. Now Brown along the baseline. To Rugen, left wing. Back to Kearns, right side. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Darling clears the rebound for Cover. Tipped away, and it's picked up by Skorupa. Michigan Lutheran back with it. They're up by 11. 4:45 to go till halftime. Kearns. Stops, pops, carries the basketball on his way into the paint. They would have given that in the NBA.
Well, about 85% of the calls that are made in this wouldn't be called in the NBA. So
you're right. Darling splits a couple of defenders. Loses it on the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Lutheran. Nathan Brown will leave it off for Skorupa, and Kevin back into the offensive end for Michigan Lutheran. To Willis. Matthew goes to Rugen, back to Willis. Rugen right side, bouncing along the baseline to Brown, back out to Willis, top of the key, Kearns. Again, 2-3 zone here for the Bulldogs. Left side, Rugen, three-point jumper, rims out, no good. Rebound, Brown, put back, got it, and a foul. Nathan Brown, 4 points on the night. He's at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Following underneath is on Denovan Brunt. That's going to be his third. And the team's sixth. And the free throw for Nathan is good. Brown now with 5 points. 21-17 is the Michigan Lutheran lead. Covert the basketball under 4 minutes to go in the half. Shuttle pass left side. Pull up jumper. Ochoa is good.
Jesus Ochoa's
got 2 points. 21-9 stops the Michigan Lutheran run. The Lutons back, the Titans back quickly in the offensive end. Kearns to the free throw line. His pull-up jumper, good. Jason Kearns now with 6 points. The shots that were not falling in the first quarter starting to fall for Michigan Lutheran here in the second.
Yeah, we'll see if that continues to trend as we reach towards halftime into the second half.
Brunt will drive it from the left side for Covert. Lay it up, no good, but he's fouling the shot. And Denovan's going to go to the line to shoot some free throws. Foul on Michigan Lutheran is on Matthew Rugen. His first and the team's third. And if you're looking for the Benton Harbor Coloma game this evening, you can hear it on 103.7 FM. At the free throw line, Brunt to shoot two. First one is no good. Got one more coming up. Speaking of Benton Harbor Coloma, they've played a quarter and they're tied at 13. It was a good one at Farnham Gym the first time they met. They've got another good one here tonight.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get to see that game, but Coloma's a real team. A lot of people, push them down because Benton Harbor's so good. But Coloma, I watch out. I think that's going to be a really good game in the next three quarters.
Coloma's a very scrappy team.
And they play smart.
Yeah, they do. And they won't back down from anybody. Left side, Guzzi along the baseline, popping foos for Michigan Lutheran. Bounce it to Skorupa, top of the key. To go to Mitchell. Now into the paint, Guzzi, right side. Ball stripped away by Brunt, and here comes Covert. Brunt in the lane. Scoop shot up. No, but he's fouling the shot.
I really like the play of Brunt. He does a really good job.
He does.
Splitting defenders. He kind of looks like James Harden. He's probably split eight defenders on eight different possessions. He does a great job splitting the defenders, and he's had a nice couple of good shuffle passes. That time took it to the lane, but he's done a really good job. He's a really scrappy player. I really like the play by Denovan Brunt.
Yeah, I've been impressed with the way he's hit. Now, he's got three fouls, so he's going to have to watch himself. But,
he does. Yeah, on the offensive end, he's really, he's probably that guy they look to. You know, he brings the ball up and does a great job at finding, you know, the guys in the post.
Here to shoot two. First one no good. One more coming up for Denovan. He's one of the two seniors on the roster for head coach Vanessa Fricke. Second free throw after a couple of dribbles. And it rolls out no good. And the rebound will come to Kevin Skorupa for Michigan Lutheran. Under 3 minutes to go till halftime. 23-9 is the Lutheran lead. Titans the basketball. Guzzi baseline, left side, just inside the arc. Jumper no. Rebound put back up. It's good by Levi. Roman Levi, the offensive foul. Oh, he's got two. And it's 25-9, Michigan Lutheran. Over to the offensive end. Pass along the right side of the lane to Dwayne Swans. His jumper's no good, but we've got a foul on the shot.
Second foul, number 10. Roman Levi. Roman
Levi, his first, and that's going to be the fifth on Michigan Lutheran. Covert to inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. They'll come out to Contreras. Now to Darling right side. Michael will bring it out. Set up the offense in between the circles to Contreras. Reynaldo to Darling in the left wing. Get it to Brunt in the right wing. Deep three-point jumper. Rims out, no good. And the rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Michigan Lutheran. Mitchell will have it. Quickly into the offensive end to Levi left side. Roman bounces it in between the circles to Mitchell. Corner right side, he'll find Guzzi. Open for three. That rolls out, no good. And the rebound to Cover. Ochoa, get it to Brunt. Now to Darling right side. Get it up over the timeline. Pass into the paint is intercepted by Levi, and here comes Michigan Lutheran. Minute 45 till halftime, and the Titans up 25-9. Levi in the left wing, corner left side to Guzzi. Cameron bounces it to Poppenfuss. Follow-away jumper in the paint, no good. Gets his own rebound. He'll get it left side of the lane. Skorupa lays it up. That's blocked from behind, but the follow is good by Poppenfuss. One thing about Cover defensively, they're making Michigan Lutheran work for everything they're getting.
Yeah, you know, they just got to get a couple box outs. And, you know, Michigan Lutheran's, you know, really been had a hard time in the paint. They're just getting a lot of follow-up layups.
Darling, right wing, is passed right side of the lane. It's going to go to Swans. Swarmed by a couple of Titans. We'll get it back out to Darling, right side, in front of Michigan Lutheran coach Bob Guzzi. He'll get it back out to Brunt. And Denovan will set up the offense there with 1 minute to go in the half. Covered the basketball down 27-9. Left wing, deep three-point jumper. Brunt, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Darling for the Bulldogs. Covert maintains possession. Brunt will get it to Contreras. Back to Brunt at the midcourt circle to Contreras. Reynaldo hands it off to Darling. Now back to Brunt. He's picked up by Skorupa defensively. Splits a couple of defenders. Scoops up a shot, and he got it to fall.
I'm telling you, he is one. He reminds me of James Harden a little bit, splitting defenders. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anyone do it that well in high school.
Poppenfuss right side. His shot is blocked by Darling. And that gives us a jump ball, and the alternate possession is going to give it to Covert.
With the acrobatic finish as well. I mean, beautiful job. You know, I really love watching this kid.
You could tell he loves being out there.
Oh, he does. You know, he's a great job. You know, he's vocal out there as well. You know, I really do like the play of this kid.
20 seconds to go in the half. Covert down 27-11 with the basketball. Brunt will get it left side of the lane. Layup no good by Ochoa. And the rebound to Michigan Lutheran. Rugen will get it to Mitchell. 7 seconds to go in the half. Back to Rugen, left side. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Brunt the rebound. Get it into the offensive end. Contreras cannot get the shot off in time. And that's going to do it for the second quarter. We've played a half at River Valley. We'll take a break in this Class D District semifinal. It is Michigan Lutheran 27, Covert 11, a 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
It's another fall Friday night, and your kids should be
playing high school football.
It's a fun game, and it's safer than ever.
It's safe because the rules,
the coaching,
and the equipment are better than ever before.
As a result, serious injuries are at an all-time low. Seriously.
And builds.
Strong schools, lifetime memories, and tomorrow's community leaders.
And it's mother approved.
A message from the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association and the MHSAA.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. I want to talk to you about kind of an exciting subject, and that's loaner cars. You know, if you buy a car and you need some maintenance or a warranty work or a recall or whatever, and your dealer you bought it from says, well, I got a shuttle, I'll take you back home, or I got two loaner cars, but they're all tied up right now. You know, if you buy a car from us, we've got 22 of us sitting here. And what does that tell you as a customer? That we're committed to service, and if you want a dealer that is interested in the service after the sale, you might really be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'd really like to put all my insurance services together.
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that.
Can they even help with life insurance?
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that. At Bradford Insurance Agency, we offer AAA insurance with over 100 years of roadside and travel assistance for your auto, home, and life. You deserve AAA. Call us, your AAA agents, at Bradford Insurance, 982-5262. At AAA, expect more.
Insurance underwritten by Auto Club Insurance Association Family and Companies.
Rogers Foodland has a complete gluten-free section that allows you to, once again, enjoy your favorites like bread, pizza, cheese, or Boar's Head meats. At Rogers, we're not like those huge box stores with appliances and clothing, and we're not like the grocery store chains that make you shop several aisles just to get a carton of milk. And you don't need a special card to get a special deal. At Rogers, everyone's special and gets their best deals all the time.
Hi, this is Roger. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
We've played a half at River Valley High School, scoring this Class D District semifinal. It's Michigan Lutheran 27 and Covert 11 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor, Phil McDonald, and Luke Meyer back at River Valley. If you're looking for the Benton Harbor-Coloma game, you can hear that on 103.7 FM. Last check at the end of the first quarter of play, the game was tied at 13. Here, Michigan Lutheran kind of pulling away in the second quarter. Late first quarter into the second, they started pulling away, but still, a lot of credit goes to Covert. They're making Michigan Lutheran work for every one of these 27 points they've gotten so far.
They are, and they're not backing down, and that's what you want to see. You know, like I said earlier, they're 0-12 on the season, but they're playing hard. They're not giving up. That's what you want to see. And it's still a doable game. It's only 16 points at halftime. You get a couple shots to fall, you're in it. And they're doing a great job on the defensive end. You know, this is a Michigan Lutheran team that likes to shoot the three, and they really haven't gotten that many opportunities because the 2-3 zone by Covert is really not giving them the opportunity to do that.
They get a couple, but really not shooting like they usually do outside the arc, Michigan Lutheran. They're missing some of the shots.
They are. So we'll see what the adjustments are at halftime, if they're going to try and feed the post more often here. We're interested to see what they're going to do here in this halftime. So we'll see. You know, it's going to be an interesting second half. I think that there's going to be more opportunities to try and, you know, break this game wide open if you're Michigan Lutheran. And if you're Covert, you know, try and keep the game as steady and close as possible. And then try and chip away. You know, just all you have to do is 3 points every 2 minutes. That's all you got to do. And really, that's just one shot every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The game is still close. So you just got to keep it as close as you can coming to the final stretch of the fourth quarter.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and take a look at the halftime stats. Score at the half, Michigan Lutheran 27, Covert 11 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Watch live student-produced video of high school action in a variety of athletic and non-athletic activities from around the state on the MHSAA.tv website. The school broadcast program is a great way to highlight school activities, give students video production experience, and raise new funds for school programs. Get your school involved. Visit MHSAA.tv for more information. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
It's hot, hot, hot. Oven hot pizza delivered. Not sort of hot or meh, kind of lukewarm, but seriously oven hot pizza delivered from Pizza Hut. Thanks to the revolutionary triple insulated delivery pouches, your favorite Pizza Hut pizza comes delivered to your door oven hot. Check it out for yourself today. Order online at pizzahut.com now for your favorite pizza delivered oven hot and delicious. No one, and that means no one, out pizzas the Hut.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hey. Halftime score, Michigan Lutheran 27, Colbert 11. Michigan Lutheran being paced by Kaysen Kearns. He's got 6 points off the bench, along with Zep Papenfuss, also 6 points. Colbert being led by Ronaldo Contreras. He's got 4. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have got the second half. Second half coming up after this word from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
In memory of deciding the game and Matt Reflections. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There was more than team and individual pride on the line at last weekend's MHSAA bowling finals for some of the participants, something as big as life itself. Bronson's journey to the Division IV bowling title for the boys was a lot longer than the 40-mile trip up M66 to Battle Creek. It was a trip of perseverance, of faith, fortitude. The Vikings had lost one of their own, Tyler Wirtz, in a car accident as the season began.
We kind of stepped up really big when he was gone, and I know it crushed the entire team, but I mean, we stayed together. I mean, we had a good journey through this time, and I wanted to beat Tyler, but not in the way that it happened. So yeah, I mean, this was a good journey and life experience for us.
Joseph Waite, the only senior on that team who filled in for Wirtz, scored 30 pins higher than his season average in the final against St. Charles. And then from Mackenzie Johnson of Vandercook Lake, she drew on the teachings of her late father, Brad Johnson, who passed away to cancer 2 years ago when she hit a rough spot en route to winning the Division IV single title for the girls at Battle Creek.
Well, I said, what would Brad say to me? He told me to calm down and really just be myself. And if I was myself, I could be anyone, he said. And I just became myself. I made my shots, I calmed down, and I let my emotions go.
Johnson, who led the Jayhawks to the girls' team title, rallied to defeat Beaverton's Victoria Ivy in the singles final. You could read more about the bowling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brandon Whitman of Dundee and Jared Trombley of Lake Fenton, who both joined the ranks of four-time champions last weekend at the MHSAA individual wrestling finals at Ford Field. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
With all the pundits out there talking about the matchups and who may advance on the bracket, the comment gets made every single year that we simply hope the players decide the outcome of every game and not a referee's call. The fact of the matter is that in the last 10 seconds of a tied game and a player drives down the lane and gets hit and gets knocked to the floor, an official has to make that foul call, because the players did decide the outcome of that game. For the officials to simply swallow their whistle and let one team break the rules for a clear advantage is not a letting those players decide the outcome.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. This is an unusual tournament season in the respect that there are 3 new sites being used for MHSAA finals, and the last 2 weekends have seen such venues for team wrestling and individual wrestling. The team finals made the move from Mount Pleasant to Kalamazoo, and the individual finals moved 35 minutes down the road on I-75 from Auburn Hills to Detroit. And from the initial accounts, the moves were warmly received and well executed. In the first of at least a 4-year run at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo, the team finals featured competition mats on a raised platform and abundant warm-up and meeting space for all of the teams. The local host included an all-star group of veteran athletic directors like Mike Garvey of Kalamazoo Hackett and Dave Price of Otsego, and Portage Northern wrestling coach Chris Furlong and his team did a yeoman's job installing and taking down that massive platform. Then it was on to Detroit, where 20 mats filled 2/3 of the Ford Field playing surface for a 2-day affair, which was very well attended. The organizing crew in the Motor City was led by wrestling officials, with a great job done by Ron Nagy, Scott Strickler, and others. The kids themselves welcomed this largest stage ever with rave reviews. Among the kudos they passed out were for the expansive warm-up area, and being on the field a little more removed from the stands, they could concentrate on their matches better because they could only hear their coaches in the corner, not their parents shouting their own instructions. Maybe we need something like that for basketball. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back in Three Oaks, scoring this Class D District Semifinal. Michigan Lutheran 27, Covert 11. As we begin the third quarter, Michigan Lutheran has the basketball on the alternate possession. They'll get it to Kevin Skorupa, right side in front of the Lutheran bench. Into the corner, Zeb Poppenfuss bounces it back to Skorupa. Drive it in, lay it up, it rolls out, no good. His second attempt, that's up, no good. He's got another offensive rebound, loses it on the floor, picked up by Nathan Brown. Brown will go left side to Willis. Well, around the perimeter right side to Poppenfuss. Get it back to Matthew Willis. Poppenfuss. Back to Willis. Matthew along that far side. Give and go back to Willis. He'll drive it in. Leaning jumper left side of the lane is good. Matthew Willis has got three. And it's 29-16. Michigan Lutheran. It's 29-11. Michigan Lutheran. Covert the basketball as the Bulldogs get the ball up over the timeline. Max Skorupa is going to pick up the, Kevin Skorupa is going to pick up the foul. He is second personal. And the first on Lutheran in the half. Brunt, shovel pass to the left side. Get it along the baseline to Cortez. Outlet pass stolen away by Mitchell. He'll drive it in from the right side. Ball stripped away out of bounds off of Lutheran. No, they're going to say it's off of, off of Lutheran. It's going to go to Covert.
Beautiful job by Brunt to, get back and then point his fingers the other way, and I think that maybe influenced the referee a bit there.
Brunt behind the back dribble, gets it up over the timeline, splits a couple of defenders, sends one to the floor, spins. Nice pass to Cortez left side. Layup no good, and the rebound comes out to Michigan Lutheran. And Mitchell wants a sub here for the Titans. He was the one that Brunt sent to the floor. Body contact. Poppenfuss left side of the lane. Layup no. Cortez the rebound for Covert. Get it to Brunt. One-on-one against Mitchell. Right side Contreras. Bounce it down low. Cortez. Cortez lays it up off the glass and he got it. Over Cortez, his first bucket of the night. He's got two and it's 29-13. Lutheran, 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Willis, get it to Poppenfuss, right side Skorupa, now to Mitchell. Mitchell will drive the right side of the lane, try to scoop up a shot, lost it out of bounds. It's out of bounds off the shot. It's going to go to Covert on the dead ball. Some substitutions for Michigan Lutheran. Got Cameron Guzzi checking in, along with Kaysen Kearns. And Matthew Rugen checking back in. Lutheran to inbound, Willis to toss it down low to Guzzi. Cameron looks for a pass down low, nothing there, tipped away, gets it back in front of the Lutheran bench, gets the dribble back. Cameron dribbling left wing, will get it to Kearns. Kaysen will look to drive to the free throw line, kick it to Willis. Into the corner along the baseline, Guzzi, he'll drive it in, lay it high off the glass, and he got it. Cameron Guzzi with 6 points. 31-13, Michigan Lutheran the lead. Covert the basketball. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Brunt will drive it from the left side. Pass right side. Short little jumper is up and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lutheran. I think a lot of times the Covert Bulldog players don't anticipate the pass from Brunt.
I wouldn't either. Most of them are no-look passes, but
they
go right to them.
Jumper left side for the Titans. No good. Out of bounds off Michigan Lutheran. So it's going to go back to Covert. Bulldogs will inbound along the baseline of the backcourt. It's going to come to Brunt. It'll be picked up by Kearns defensively. And we're going to have a timeout. Covert will step aside. 4:52 to go, third quarter. Michigan Lutheran 31, Covert 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
From concept to reality, Silky Homes and Improvement.
Find the complete package at Silky Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman, your local Kohler showroom. We offer planning, designing, quality products, and installation or delivery services. We are your local home improvement store. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop in today and find the complete package for your home improvement project at Zilke Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman, your local Kohler showroom.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Call Victoria 470-3923. Out of the covert timeout, Bulldogs to inbound from the far side. And as they get it in, we've got a foul on Lutheran. It's going to be a reaching foul on Matthew Willis. That's his first and the team's second and a half. Covert to toss it in along the far side. Brunt will get it right side to Ochoa. Hemmed in along that far sideline by Willis. And the pass comes in. Travel as Wilbert Cortez had it. And the turnover is going to give it back to Lutheran. 31-13. Michigan Lutheran, the lead in the basketball, coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Poppenfuss to the free throw line. Just inside the free throw line, Matthew Rugen. Short jumper is good. Rugen's got five, and now it's a 20-point advantage for the Titans at 33-13. Brunt at midcourt, double team, dribbles away from traffic. Scoop shot up from the left side, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. And Denovan's going to go back to the line to shoot two. And the Lutheran foul is on Zeb Poppenfuss, his second, team's third. One thing about Denovan Brunt as well is he's got a deceptive first step driving to the bucket.
And I think he's got a good crossover as well. You know, this is a great job of, you know, faking and going the other direction. And he's got that kind of quick first step, which gives him the ability to get ahead of his defender and then make a decision what he wants to do, either taking it up himself or dropping it off to someone on his team.
Brunt missing the first, second free throw. Rims out, no good. Kaysen Kearns the rebound for Michigan Lutheran. Kaysen up over the timeline. Go right side, Rugen. Into the corner right side to Roman Levi. Into the paint, here's Willis. Follow away jumper just inside the free throw line. Hits the front of the rim and bounces out. Rebound to Brunt. And he's fouled as he gets it up over the timeline. Lutheran foul is on Matthew Willis. Matthew, his second, and the team's fourth. Substitution for Vanessa Fricke and Covert. Dwayne Swans will check back into the lineup. Brunt to toss it in along the baseline. Get it to Darling left side. On top of the arc, they're going to give him the three-point jumper, and it's good. Well, Michael Darling, his first bucket of the night, comes outside the arc. He's got three, and it's 33-16 Michigan Lutheran, coming up on 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass into the paint. We go to Rugen. Cross-court left side to Kearns. Left open for three. Kaysen's deep three. Rims off the back of the iron. No good. Levi the rebound. His putback is no good. And the rebound comes out to Michael Darling for Covert. Get it to Brunt and Denovan up over the timeline. Left side to Contreras, lost it on the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Michigan Lutheran. Poppenfuss. We'll get it to Kearns. Kaysen down the left side of the lane, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. Kaysen's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Over foul is on Michael Darling, his second. That's the team's first of the half. Jason Kearns at the line for Michigan Lutheran. First one bounces off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Kaysen. He's got 6 points off the bench tonight. Speaking off the bench, Nathan Brown will re-enter the lineup in between the free throws. Second free throw. We're going to have a lane violation on Michigan Lutheran. Going to wave that one off, and it's going to give it back to Covert. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you by by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services, located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgeman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Bulldogs will get it up over the timeline, and we'll have a foul on Michigan Lutheran, and that's on Kevin Skorupa, his third. Take that back, his fourth. and the team's fifth. In the last check at halftime at Berrien Springs, the Class B district semifinal, Benton Harbor leading Coloma 32-25. Covert get it into the lane that's stolen away by Matthew Rugen, and here come the Titans. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lutheran leads at 33-16. Kearns from the left side, stops, pops, and he lay one up and good. Kason Kearns has got eight. And it's 35-16. Titans. Front. Get it up over the timeline, and he's going to get called for a push-off. Looking to clear some room to drill by. So Denovan will pick up his fourth personal foul, and the team's second. Lutheran will inbound at midcourt from the far sideline. 2.5 to go third quarter, and Michigan Lutheran up 35-16. On the baseline, Levi get into the paint. Short jumper rolls off for Scarupo. Rebound put back up by Nathan Brown is good. Nathan Brown's been a nice presence for Michigan.
He does. Does a great job cleaning up the glass and gets the offensive rebounds. He's had three or four putback, layups. And well, does a great job finding the ball in the offensive glass.
We'll have a timeout. Covert will step aside. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Michigan Lutheran 37, Covert 16 on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
You've been working and planning for this day for a long time. And that's why you need somebody you can trust. Someone who will be there with you every step of the way. From the first showing to signing on the dotted line. Call Victoria Eberhardt with Realty Executive Pro Brokers. She will work with you and for you to find that perfect home. The home where you walk in the door and a small voice inside you says, "This is it. This is the one." Call Victoria today at 470-3923.
Breakfast, the most important meal of the day, any day of the week. Your favorite weekend spot, the Mason Jar Cafe in the Benton Harbor Arts District, is also open every weekday at 7 a.m. to get your day started. Bring your laptop and enjoy the biscuits and chicken sausage gravy, or prep for that presentation over a Lauren's special. Maybe break bread with some zucchini bread waffles with your coworkers. The Mason Jar Cafe, 210 Water Street in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Coming out of the timeout, Covert the basketball. Three-point jumper right side for Denovan Brunt. No good, and the rebound comes out to Michigan Lutheran. We've got 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Michigan Lutheran 37, Covert 16. Lutheran, the pass to the right side, is lost into the Lutheran bench. Nice catch by one of the guys.
Yeah, some guy's getting some action, you know, when he's not expected. So, you know, good awareness by those guys over there on the Michigan Lutheran bench.
Always got to be ready. Pass to the right side of the lane. Leaning jumper, Swans, no good. It's swatted out of bounds by Michigan Lutheran. It's going to stay with Covert. Minute 46 to go, third quarter. It's 37-16, Michigan Lutheran. Pass will come out high. Swans get it to Contreras. Reynaldo dribbling near the midcourt circle, looking at the 2-3 Michigan Lutheran zone to Brunt. Brunt splits a couple of defenders. Pull up jumper, left side of the lane is good. Denovan Brunt has got 6 points tonight. I take that back, 5 points on the night. 37-18. Michigan Lutheran the lead in the basketball. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Levi, get it right wing to Kearns. Off the top of the key, Scarupa now left side. He'll find Rugen. On the baseline, Brown will drive it left side. And a short one-handed jumper good for Nathan Brown. He's got 9 points, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Lutheran up 39-18. Titans will knock the basketball out of bounds along the far side. It's going to stay with Covert. And Papenfuss will re-enter the lineup for Michigan Lutheran. Covert will inbound from midcourt along the far sideline. Going to come to Swans. There was a buzzer as they were getting it in as the reserve was sitting in front of the scorer's table for Covert, and the officials are going to let him come in. Jesus Ochoa checks back into the lineup. Dwayne Swans will check out. The coach, Vanessa Fricke. Brunt in the left wing. deep three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Good. Loose ball rebound. Out of bounds off the shot. It's going to go to Michigan Lutheran. 37 seconds to go. 39. Scrupa finds an opening. Scoop shot up in the right hand is good. That was a nice move by Kevin Scarupa from the left side.
Yeah, you know, I think he deserved an and one on that, too. That was, he went through the contact hard right there. That was a beautiful job.
Covert out high, lose it on the floor, scramble for the loose ball. It's going to stay with Covert. Brunt from the left side, splits a couple of defenders, lays it up, rolls out, no good. Rebound Brown. We've got an official stoppage of play. Trying to figure out, did you see why they stopped it?
I don't know. I saw Coach Vanessa Frick say something to the ref at first, but then I don't know. I was wondering if there's blood or something, but yeah, I did not see what the cause of that was.
Well, Michigan Lutheran will inbound in the backcourt. They lead it 41-18, 3 seconds, 2 seconds down to one to play in the quarter, and Jeff Poppenfuss jumper at the buzzer, no good. We'll take a break. We played three at River Valley. The score, Michigan Lutheran 41, Covert 18 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at hardings.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are this week's specials. Open Acres Split Chicken Breast, $1.19 a pound. Our Family or Spartan Chunk Light Tuna, 5-ounce cans, 88 cents. Nestle Coffee Mate Creamer, 32 ounces, 2 for $5.
I'd really like to put all my insurance services together.
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that.
Can they even help with life insurance?
Bradford Insurance Agency can do that. At Bradford Insurance Agency, we offer AAA insurance with over 100 years of roadside and travel assistance for your auto, home, and life. You deserve AAA. Call us, your AAA agents at Bradford Insurance, 982-5262. At AAA, expect more.
Insurance underwritten by Auto Club Insurance Association Family and Companies.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
One more quarter to go at River Valley High School, the Class D District Semifinal. It's Michigan Lutheran 41, Covert 18. And Covert has the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the fourth quarter. Jumper along the baseline left side of Reynaldo Contreras bounces out, and the rebound comes to Michigan Lutheran. Lutheran with Levi will get in the left wing. Scarupa along the baseline. Brown looks to drive. He's denied. Get it back to Matthew Willis. Now to Roman Levi. Levi back to Scarupa. And Kevin to set things up from there. Roman Levi right side. Pass to the right corner is lost out of bounds off Lutheran. It's going to go to Covert. Now the officials will reverse the decision. It was off of Covert. It'll stay with Michigan Lutheran. Titans set to advance to Friday's district championship against the winner of our nightcap tonight, Lake Michigan Catholic and Dream Academy. Willis goes right side, Levi. Roman splits a couple of defenders. Jumper in the paint, rims around and in. Got a kind roll here in Three Oaks, huh?
Well, might as well. the shots have been falling in the second half, so
yeah,
might as
have.
Well get all the shots to go in.
Covert will get it up over the timeline and lose it out of bounds along the far sideline, and that turnover is going to give it back to Michigan Lutheran. Minute gone in the fourth quarter, and the Titans in control here, 43-18. Roman Levi. We'll get it to Poppenfuss, to Scarupa, back to Levi, out high to Willis, to Levi along the baseline left side to Brown. Bounce it to Willis into the lane. Driving from the free throw line is Scarupa, and Kevin lays it up and good. Kevin Scarupa with 4 points. 45-18 is the Michigan Lutheran lead. Covered the basketball. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Corner along the baseline right side. Ochoa's jumper is no good, and the rebound pulled down by Michigan Lutheran. Titans with the basketball. They lead it 45-18. Poppenfuss along the right sideline. will get it to Levi. Bounce it back down to Poppenfuss. Lays it up. It rolls out. No good. Covered away with a rebound. Brunt, left side of the lane, leaning jumper. No good. And a blocking foul on Michigan Lutheran. That's going to be on Matthew Willis. Matthew with his third, team's sixth, checking in at Berrien Springs. They played three quarters. Benton Harbor leads Coloma 54-38. Tigers one more quarter away from playing for the district championship. Coloma one more quarter away from trying to get back into this one and pull off the upset. Inbound pass, left wing, Contreras, three-point jumper is good.
Good start to get back into it, knocked down a three-pointer.
Contreras, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 7 points. It's 45-21 Michigan Lutheran, 5:45 to play. Poppenfuss, leave it off for Kearns. Kaysen will come out high to Skorupa. Free throw line, Levi, bounce it down low to Brown. Nathan will lay it up and good. Nathan, the first Titan to double figures, he's got 11. Like I said before, he's been solid.
Yes, they found him in the post. Him and Poppenfuss, they've done a great job of, you know, finding the spot in the post and getting good passes and landed up and in.
Swan along the baseline looks to put up a shot, and he loses the basketball. A loose ball picked up by Michigan Lutheran. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Poppenfuss on the right side of the lane lays it up, no good. Battles for his own rebound. Comes down to Brown instead. His hook shot with the left hand is up, no good, but he's fouling the shot. And the covert foul is on Jesus Ochoa, his first, team's third. The problem for Michigan Lutheran are your two big guys. They've been able to try to get the ball to the last couple of nights, especially. Zep Poppenfuss and Nathan Brown are both seniors.
Well, you know, you're going to have to find new guys to step in. And if I recall, there was a senior as well last year that was pretty good size for Michigan Lutheran.
Michigan Lutheran, over the years, have had some pretty nice size down low in the paint.
Yeah, you know, and they, you know, just you got to hope they keep coming. You never know. You know, Anthony Davis grew from 6'1 to 6'8 in 1 year, so I guess you have to wait and see.
Keeping those Titan burgers and you're sure to grow.
Exactly.
Contreras, left side three-pointer for the Bulldogs, no good. Michigan Lutheran away with the rebound. Coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the game, and Lutheran in control here, 48-21. Running jumper just inside the free throw line is good. Case and Kearns. Kearns now in double figures. He's got 10. It's 50-21.
Yeah, well, that reminds me. I haven't had a Titan burger in a long time.
They stopped making them too.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was talking to one of the assistant coaches. He says we got to. He said he might retire and try to bring back the Titan burger.
Oh, let me know when that happens, because I'll be over at Michigan Lutheran as soon as possible.
I will. Michigan Lutheran, the foul, or I should say the steal. And Skorupa will drive it in from the left side, lay it up and good, and he's fouling the shot. And Kevin's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Follows on Reynaldo Contreras, his first, team's fourth. Kevin Skorupa goes to the line looking to complete the three-point play. The free throw is good. After the made free throw, Matthew Rugen is going to re-enter the lineup for Coach Bob Guzzi and the Titans. Halfway through the fourth quarter here in Three Oaks. It's Michigan Lutheran 53, Covert 21. This Class D district semifinal. Pull up jumper right side of the lane for Jesus Ochoa for Covert is good. Ochoa has got 4 points tonight, and it's 53-33, Michigan Lutheran. Levi will bounce it along the baseline to Poppenfuss, to Kearns in the left wing. Picked up by Contreras defensively. Swing it right side to Levi. Give and go from Brown back to Levi. Lays it up. No good that he's fouled on the way up. Roman's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Covert is on Jesus Ochoa, his second, team's fifth. First free throw coming up for Levi is good. Broadcast of tonight's ball game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Family Broadcasting. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and WSJM Sports. Roman's second free throw was no good, and Darling, the rebound for Covert. Getting into the offensive end. Shot right wing is no good. Rolls out of bounds off the shot. And it goes back to Michigan Lutheran. 3.5 to go in the game. And the Titans up 54-23. Levi along the baseline right side to Poppenfuss. He'll come out to Kearns. Kaysen bounces it left side to Brown. Nathan drives the baseline, lays it up, no good. Poppenfuss, the follow is good. Zeb Poppenfuss now with 8 points tonight. 56-23, Michigan Lutheran. Under 3 minutes to go in the contest. Pass out high for Covert. It's going to be lost out of bounds in the backcourt, and it's going to be a turnover back to Michigan Lutheran.
Well, a little bit better awareness by the photographer. You know, that time he didn't get ran over. He moved out of the way.
Learned his lesson. Rugen from the left side. Three-point jumper for the Titans. No good. Rebound Levi put back up. That's no good. Brown the offensive foul. That's no good. Poppenfuss the offensive rebound. To Kearns, top of the key. Three-point jumper is good. 13 points for Kearns. 59-23. Lutheran the lead, covered the basketball, 2.5 minutes to play, in this district semifinal. Darling splits a couple of defenders, running jumper left side of the lane is good. Michael Darling has got 5 points on the night, 59-25 Lutheran. Kearns will bounce right side to Rugen, pass along the baseline, tipped away. Matthew gets it back, now to Poppenfuss, Fox left side, jumper no, but he's fouled on the shot. And Zeb's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. The covert foul is on Jesus Ochoa. Jesus is third, team's sixth. Poppenfuss free throw, first one no good. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. In between the free throws, Gustavo Hernandez will check in for Coach Vanessa Fricke and the Bulldogs. Second free throw is good for Poppenfuss. 9 points for Zeb, 60-25 is the Lutheran lead. Cover the basketball, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the game. Brunt, shovel pass into the paint, short jumper no good for Ochoa. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Michigan Lutheran. Kearns will get it to Brown, back to Kearns. Kaysen at the top of the key, drives the left side of the lane. Now he'll toss the left side, Matthew Rugen, 3-point jumper rolls out, no good. Roman Levi tracks down the loose ball rebound, will get it to Kearns. Kaysen in the paint, bounce it left side to Poppenfuss. He'll come back out high to Rugen. Matthew to slow things down to the right wing to Levi along the baseline. Brown, a minute 35 to go in the game, and Michigan Lutheran up 60-25. Levi to the free throw line, brings it right side, double dribble, and the turnover gives it back to Covert. Now Bob Deasy is going to empty the bench. Daniel Grable is set to check in. Matthew Willis, Sam Taylor, Max Plocker, and Andy Semenek all checking in for Michigan Lutheran.
Well, if you want to look at the Michigan Lutheran Titans for next year, here's your first look at them. So we'll see what they can do in the last minute 20.
Timeout, Covert will step aside. Minute 20 to go. It's Michigan Lutheran 60, Covert 25 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Melissa Grau, Lake Michigan College Athletic Director. At Lake Michigan College, our student athletes excel on the court or field and in the classroom. Many of our students start at LMC and save thousands on tuition before transferring to the big schools. Whether your passion is music, healthcare, computer information systems, or business, Lake Michigan College is here to help you achieve your college dreams. Schedule a campus visit or apply for free at lakemichigancollege.edu. Go Redhawks!
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Covert timeout, minute 20 to go in the game. Michigan Lutheran 60, Covert 25. And the pass out high for the Bulldogs is kicked into the backcourt by Matthew Willis for Michigan Lutheran, so it's going to stay with the Bulldogs in the offensive end.
You know, the score is 60-25 right now, but I bet these guys from Michigan Lutheran, I bet you their hearts are pounding like it's a one-point game, because for a lot of these guys, it's probably their first time varsity experience.
Yeah.
They do not want to mess up, and so this is big for them.
And a steal out high for Daniel Grable. He'll lay it up. He got it, and a foul.
And it sounds like it's a one-point game. Yeah, the crowd got up right there.
Covert fouls on Reynaldo Contreras, his second. Team seven. Grable the bucket. He's at the line looking to complete the three-point play, and it's good. 63-25, Lutheran the lead. Covert the basketball. 1 minute to go in the game. Denovan Brunt dribbles inside the midcourt circle as he sees the final minute of his high school career at Covert ticking away. Pass it to Contreras in the right wing. Back to Brunt. 40 seconds to go in the game. Brunt stands inside the midcourt circle. Michigan Lutheran back around the lane, just around the perimeter in the 2-3 zone. We'll get it to Contreras right wing under 30 seconds to go. Contreras just keeps the dribble in the right wing. Get it back to Brunt inside the midcourt circle. He's picked up by Willis defensively. The left side to Darling, back to Brunt, 15 seconds to go in the game. To Contreras, right wing, down to nine, almost a steal out of high by Willis. Brunt will get it back, 6 seconds down to five, and Covert's going to run this one out, and Michigan Lutheran's going to advance to play for the Class D District Championship as they pull away the second, third, and fourth quarters to win this one going away against Covert. We'll take a break, we'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score is Michigan Lutheran 63, Covert 25 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You know that car wash by Meijer? The really fast one that gets your car super clean? Know why it's so fast and precise? It was engineered and manufactured in Germany to scan every car to give it the best custom wash. For a limited time, you can get a monthly unlimited car wash pass for just $12.50 or three washes for just $10 on RadioSuperSaver.com. Go to RadioSuperSaver.com, search Victory Lube, choose the deal you want, and enjoy the fastest car wash in the area. It's fantastisch! Yeah, that's German for fantastic.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. I want to talk to you about kind of an exciting subject, and that's loaner cars. You know, if you buy a car and you need some maintenance or a warranty work or a recall or whatever, and your dealer you bought it from says, well, I got a shuttle, I'll take you back home, or I got two loaner cars, but they're all tied up right now. You know, if you buy a car from us, we've got 22 of us sitting here. And what does that tell you as a customer? That we're committed to service, and if you want a dealer that is interested in the service after the sale, you might really be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Rogers Foodland has a complete gluten-free section that allows you to, once again, enjoy your favorites like bread, pizza, cheese, or boar's head meats. At Rogers, we're not like those huge box stores with appliances and clothing, and we're not like the grocery store chains that make you shop several aisles just to get a carton of milk. And you don't need a special card to get a special deal. At Rogers, everyone's special and gets their best deals all the time.
Hi, this is Roger. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services. Located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Final score in our Class D District Semifinal opening matchup, Michigan Lutheran 63, Covert 25. And again, it was a fairly close ball game in the first half. It was, you know, later portions of that first quarter, and at times in the second quarter, Michigan Lutheran started to pull away. They led 27-11 at halftime. But I just, you got the sense that the game was a little bit closer than what that 16-point margin was at the half.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was just, you know, the numbers for Cover. You know, they only played, what, seven guys, and, you know, at Michigan Lutheran played, you know, 10, 11, 12, and, you know, stamina, just it gets you. And later in that second half, it was just a struggle for Cover to keep up with it. But in that first half, you know, Cover did a really good job, and I really enjoyed watching that team play. And they played hard, and they didn't get their shots to fall.
So for Cover, the season will end at 0-13. For Michigan Lutheran, they'll improve to 7-14. They'll advance to play for the district championship Friday night here at River Valley against the winner of our nightcap coming up, either Lake Michigan Catholic or Dream Academy. Lake Michigan Catholic or Dream Academy only playing once during the regular season after the overtime district championship win for the Toros last year over the Lakers. And that one time they met in the regular season this year, the Toros won it by two at Benton Harbor's Farnham Gym. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, whether buying or selling. Expect the best in service, get the best. Call Victoria at 470-3923. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up as we take a look at the individual leaders for both Michigan Lutheran and Covert. Final score is Michigan Lutheran 63, Covert 25, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.